So I'm going to put a question to you today, and I want a straight answer to the question. I want the truth and nothing but the truth from you. In relation to this ESM treaty, Ireland are making a contribution to that treaty, which is per head of capita the same as everybody else. It's everybody's treaty. We are an equal partner to that treaty. But of course, for that treaty to come into being, it has to have a legal basis in EU treaties. For that to come into being, you have to amend Article 136. Now, Taoiseach, you have professed real concern, and you've repeated it today, and I'm going to quote you. You said, only those who ratify this treaty will have access to the ESM. And that has been the main plank of the government's message to scare the bejesus out of the Irish people if they do not support this treaty. But what you haven't told the Irish people is, you have the power to stop this. You have the power to veto this clause. Not the ESM treaty now, but this clause. Now, if Francois Hollande can say to his people and win support, I will renegotiate this austerity treaty, how come you cannot make a clear statement that I will not put in place this ESM treaty unless this clause is removed? I will not do it. I have the power to stop it. Now, that's your chance today to put an end to this nonsense and allow people to debate this austerity treaty on its merits or demerits.
Now, when you speak of the truth and nothing but the truth, as Deputy O'Donoghue pointed out, this is your document.
Answer the question, Taoiseach. It was a straight question.
Okay, let Taoiseach... Let the... Deputies...
Is the ordinary housewife, the ordinary person, the young person, getting this leaflet from your party through the door...
Like analysis of economists,
You speak of truth. You speak of truth. And on the back of this leaflet, you have quoted three experts what they say. But you chose to be very selective. And as Deputy Donoghue pointed out, in filleting your leader of the No campaign on this...
Taoiseach, maybe we'll get an answer to the question now.
It's an utter distortion of the facts.
Leader's questions. Can we get an answer to the question?
Let me deal with your question now. You speak about Spain and Holland and France. This is the first time I've heard the Sinn Féin party put forward the view that we should be dictated to by other peoples in other countries. This is our business. This is our decision.
You're not European now, then, are you?
So you're now, not only now... Not only, Chairman, does the representative of the Sinn Féin party want to have censorship applied in preventing the government from giving factual information to people, but he also puts forward the view that we should be subject to the views of other countries. This is our decision in our way.